Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network. Restoring I'm sorry, Martin, but I'm skipping here. Vitality to you and to the planet. The problem is, I got my cellulizer a few days ago, and I'm still bouncing up and down from having been on it. I'm Scott Patton, your co-host, along with Martin Patella, the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op. Hey, Martin, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You're great. So it was like Christmas time. The cellulizer arrived, which for those of you that maybe missed a previous episode where we talked about it, it's a rebounder. It's like a little mini trampoline with all of the problems of mini trampolines solved, so that you don't cause more problems than you start. And I opened it up. It was beautiful. I got on it, and I didn't listen to you, Martin, I don't think at all. And I started bouncing away and doing this, and it was like, it said like 5 minutes three times a day. So I did 5 minutes three times a day. I'm bouncing, I'm moving my arms, everything else. The next day, I get on it, and I'm thinking, I get out of bed, I get up, you know, I have my breakfast, I'm thinking I'm feeling good. I get on my cellulizer, and I go up once, go up twice, stop. My whole core is like in agony. I've had
sore,
like muscles that I haven't used in 50 years got used the day before, and it was like, I didn't want to breathe. I'm trying to hold all the muscles in place as they're bouncing up and down, right?
So of course we have two issues, right? We should have immediately loaded you with some enzymes to undo the damage, and number two, loaded you with something like the recovery to get your inflammation level down.
Yes, and
Scott, I mean, so you are a mature fellow. How dare you?
Who knew, Emmanuel?
You're a guy, right?
Who knew this was such good exercise done so easily? Because even when I get up and I am, you know, sore in certain parts of my body because those muscles haven't been used, it's still a really easy exercise to do. And a friend of mine just today he gave me a quote that his wrestling coach gave him, which was, constantly strive to make exercising as easy as possible. And to me, that sums up the cellulizer. I mean, I overdid it, and like, if you overdo anything, you got to pull back a bit and all the rest. But I mean, I really didn't believe that it was going to, you know, exercise my core that much. And I know I could tell my heart rate was getting up, but I mean, I wasn't drenched in sweat or anything like this. And of course, this is because it makes it easy, right?
Yeah, of course, you're just bouncing. You're like a little bunny there, right?
I'm just bouncing up and down.
I would say maybe like Tigger. Do you remember the?
Yeah, Tigger. That's right, from Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, that's the bounce, right?
Oh. Yeah, the bounce. And the funny thing about doing it is, like, I've got both my sons, they're 17 and 20, they're jumping on this thing too, and they just think it's great. But, you know, after 5 minutes of bouncing, I get off. And you've often talked about the lymphatic system and how, you know, you need movement to get all the fluids in that lymphatic system moving, right? Mm-hmm. So once you get off it and you stop, it seems to me like all my fluids are still moving. It's like really weird. Like my body is not moving, but inside my body is moving like crazy.
Right. Yes.
And I thought, wow, like this really works. So I'm really excited. I've gone, and Martin, I hope that you will join me in this little test. I've gone and written down what my waist size is, mm-hmm. and what my weight is on the mm-hmm. day that I received it.
Right.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to check back in a month, and then I'm going to check back in 3 months. Actually, I have some back muscles that were getting exercised more than they've ever been exercised too, and they were feeling a little stiff. Mm-hmm. And it just so happened that my monthly chiropractic appointment was yesterday. So mm-hmm. I went in, I told my chiropractor what I was doing, and I said, yeah, my back muscles are a little bit stiff and sore. And he says, oh, yeah, that's because you're exercising. He thought the cellulizer idea was an awesome idea. He said, yep, just do that. And because, of course, chiropractors are concerned about backs, and I, you know, when I go to see him, I'm thinking about my back. And I said, well, you know, is the going up and down, is that going to compress my my L1s or whatever, right? Discs. And he was going, no, no. He says, that's the best thing you can do for those discs.
Absolutely. You exercise know? Them. Cushioning under compression.
Yeah, that's right. And he says, you're not...
to develop strength.
That's right.
To exercise or to push against resistance, right?
Yeah, and he says, you're not pounding them. You know, you're not coming to a hard stop like you would on a pavement. So this is really good for your back.
Yeah.
He said, keep doing... In fact, he was the one that told me, write down your waist size, write down your weight, and he says, do it 5 times a week, whatever they say you're supposed to do, and see where you are in a month and in 3 months. And in fact, he was saying 6 months, I want to know what the difference is. And he says, I want you to do it for the next 6 months without fail. I mean, he's never prescribed something to me before. He prescribed that.
Yeah. So, have you ever used a different type of rebounder before this?
No. I mean, I may have been over at a friend's and they had one and I bounced on it like 10 years ago. I've been on a trampoline.
Yeah, no, you would have to have a decent recent memory. You know, like, I went out two years ago, and I was walking down the street and noticed a garage sale and they were selling a rebounder there.
Oh, yeah.
They had it for $7, and I gave them $5.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, and so I brought it home. And it's, you know, on the outside, it's the same size as the Silver Sizer. The legs are shorter, and the springs are different. You know, like, I don't know if you noticed just how big those springs on the Silver Sizer are.
I have. They're very impressive.
Right. Unlike the cheap little things that... I mean, I should videotape this and just show you the difference between the cheap little thing that I'm looking at and the difference in the feel. You know, like when you bounce on the cheap thing, you know, the store bought, I don't know what it was, Walmart or Sears or something like that, you know, $39.95 special kind of thing.
Yeah.
It pretends to actually do something. And you know, when you step on it, the bounce is like 1 inch. You know, whereas you get on the Silver Sizer, and all you have to do is just give it a little lift, and oh, you are in the air by 4 or 5 inches, right?
That's right.
I mean, it doesn't take much to get it going big time, and that actually is a problem, because if you do too much too soon, you're going to do exactly what you did. You caused your core muscles. These are the muscles that are on the inside, right? These are the ones that are essentially responsible for holding your spine in the shape it is.
Yeah, and that's really good to know that, you know, even though I'm sorry that, I feel, the lactic acid and everything, and I've been taking a lot of enzymes and everything else to just for that reason, but to me it's proof that, wow, like, this thing works, mm-hmm. and it's 15 minutes spread over a day. And so I get up, I do 15 minutes. After lunch, I do 15 minutes. In the evening, I do 5 minutes. What am I saying? 15 minutes. Five minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, good workout. And you can feel, I can feel it.
Yeah. You know, I'm on the phone a lot, as you know. I have this thing in my office, so I get on it while I'm talking to people.
Yeah.
So I'm bouncing as I'm talking to folks. It's quite the riot. Sometimes they say, what is this? You know?
Yeah.
Because I bounce too much and I start getting a little winded.
I'm just excited talking to you about this.
But I wanted to get back to the point of the core, because I don't think it's really commonly known in the general public what we're talking about. You know, most people understand the biceps, triceps, quad or hamstring, or maybe that the six-pack at the front in the abdominals. Those are the big muscles, the visible muscles that we have, that you typically exercise in the gym when you go in and, you do weights or whatever. This is what makes a guy look strong, right?
Right.
This is the stuff that the bodybuilder will work on developing. But these muscles, the core muscles, these are the short muscles, the invisible ones, the ones that are actually giving you the strength. Like, if you were a dancer, that's the muscles that you would be developing. You know, the ability to bend and reach and twist, you know, those kind of muscles that hold you together, those ones that are actually giving you the strength of your posture and your I don't know what shall we call it, the beauty of the movement and grace and all of that, right?
Yep. And those muscles aren't necessarily getting exercised if you're in the gym.
No, not at all. No, when you're doing curls, you know, the only thing you're exercising is this isolated muscle group. Or when you're doing bench presses, you have isolated just a few, right? The triceps and the pectoral. That's all you are pretty much dealing with.
Yeah.
And that's what the machines in the gym do. They isolate a large muscle and they specifically allow you to push on that.
So, Martin, what happens when you're exercising, like it's really interesting, like I read the book that they have and everything else, like we're exercising 100 trillion cells all at the same time.
Yes.
And so when that's happening, like the other thing is, yesterday after 2 days of the Cellisizer, I'm like, I'm exhausted, right? Like, but my whole body is like tired. And
well, you're probably activating a bunch of the toxic removal. You know, all of a sudden you stirred up the swamp.
I did.
And you know, your liver and your kidneys are getting a load that they are not used to.
Because I'm just like dragging myself. I'm thinking, what's going on here? And today it's interesting. Like today I'm just like bouncing all off the walls and everything. I'm all excited and energetic and everything else, and it's pouring rain outside and I could care less.
Oh, you mean your pH has gone from uptick by 2, right? Or something like that.
Yeah, more alkaline, you mean?
Yeah. What happens is this. As you remove the toxins from the swamp, I cannot come up with a better metaphor than this. You know, like visualize a river that is either a mountain creek that's just fresh and flowing and bubbly,
mm-hmm.
or a slow slough that's stagnant.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you already know the smell that's associated with the stagnant slough.
Yep.
And that's what happens in your lymphatic system when it's not moving, when it's not exercised sufficiently.
Right.
So when we get on the lymphatic exercise, all of a sudden we have activated all of this. The stuff is getting stirred, and of course, I don't know. I just keep coming up with these visual metaphors. You know, the mud that was just settled down on the bottom.
Yeah.
It just gets stirred up.
Yeah, and then it gets cleared away.
Yes.
And of course, we feel wonderful.
Yeah, precisely.
I have to tell you too that I combined it with a hot yoga session, where
fantastic because you sweat off a lot.
I don't think I sweat at this particular one. I don't know. Is it sweet? I sweated. I don't know.
I perspired
like probably 50% more than I normally do.
Yeah.
And but you know, it was just this massive cleansing, and today I just feel amazing.
Yes. Yep, that's what we're after. And
okay. Yeah, so Martin, one of the things that my chiropractor asked me too was how good the base was that I'm bouncing on, because he was a bit concerned that sometimes your ankles he sees damage from ankles sometimes on trampolines and on on cheap rebounders.
That's right. When the fabric isn't firm enough, it will cave at the center. It will be, the platform, if it's not well made, it will be a lot softer at the middle than it is at the edges. So your ankles will always cave towards the center. It's called pronating. And that means that it will stretch the inside of your knee and it will stretch the inside of your ankle, always at an angle. So it's as if you were always walking on a side of a hill instead of on a level path.
Okay.
And unfortunately, people have developed all kinds of injuries with that.
So the Cellisizer has a very good base that doesn't have that problem.
Right. They use a special type of fabric that doesn't cave. It just stays flat.
I've noticed that when I'm bouncing up and down and I'm moving my feet around,
yep.
It feels like I'm on a level field or ground. Well, it's not really ground, but a level bouncing
platform,
as opposed to when I'm on a, well, like say a trampoline, which is just a massive rebounder. You know, my feet and ankles are going all different directions, right?
Right. Well, on trampolines they use a lot softer fabric, so that's caving all the time.
Right. Right. Yeah. Cool.
Different model. Different way of thinking about it altogether.
Right. So we have a very low impact aerobic exercise that's occurring.
Right. That's number one. It's activating that 100 trillion cells all at once. And you said it so well, so appropriate. You know, when you bounce the whole body, that means that every single one of your cells is getting the gravity kick.
Yeah.
And so all the cellular fluids that are inside of it are pushing on the walls from inside, and all the cellular fluids that's on the outside of it is pushing against the outside. So it's getting really pushed around, which is great.
Yeah, so you're getting, because one of the things we've talked about in the past is how we have the fluids, what did you call it, the potassium-sodium balance or something?
Pump.
You got to get the good stuff into the cells and the bad stuff out of the cells, which is just a byproduct of the cell doing its work. And so doing this type of bouncing up and down, we're going to facilitate that happening.
Absolutely. You activate it beautifully.
Yeah. It feels really good.
You know, the springs are constructed well enough that they don't engage all at once. You know, like the cheap things, they only, they have a very short stroke spring. So, you know, when you bounce on that, it just kicks you right back. In this one, you actually travel quite a ways down before it actually fully engages, right?
Yeah.
So that's the nice part where.
Well, you can look at, when you look at how it's put together, you can see that they've given it some thought, because I would just take a bar, put a string on it, and attach it to the platform, and they've got them all on angles. It's not like there's a straight connection anywhere. They're all angled, so you've got. I can see how that would be a gentler way of doing it, and the springs would end up lasting longer, and they're definitely very well. It comes with two spare springs, but I don't think I'll ever need them. I mean,
yes,
it's just,
I doubt you will need it. Yes, so there we have it. There's your that's one of the best tools for maintaining your health, because really, I'm reminded of this study that was done. With a chicken heart. The scientist recently passed away and the experiment ended, but he was maintaining a living chicken heart, and if I'm remembering correctly, it was about 39 years that it had been going on. He was maintaining a living chicken heart cell or cells, and the way he was doing it is he was making sure that all toxins are always removed from the medium, from the feeding medium that he was maintaining these cells in.
Wow.
So, you know, a chicken dies in, what, 3-4 years or something like that? I don't know what the
If it's lucky.
Well, if it's left to its own devices. And it's not, it encounters a fox or an owl or something like that.
Right.
But anyway, the point is that this chicken heart cell lived on and on and on and on. So long as he maintained the perfect environment.
Yeah.
I've heard of some carp fish in Chicago that are 150 years old already, and they're still living because the people that are maintaining it are making sure that they're in a perfect environment.
Yep.
And by that we mean removal of toxins. Aging really is accumulation of toxins. Because when the cell is no longer able to get all of its nutrients because they're blocked by the toxins, or it's not able to execute its metabolic function because it's polluted by toxins that are already there, that's when we get aging.
Yep.
So when we remove the toxins, I think we're rejuvenating people.
So many times it's about letting stuff go as opposed to putting stuff in, eh?
you know, that is such a piece of wisdom. I've heard it elsewhere where people are saying, well, I need to alkalize. And I'm saying, well, actually, what you really need to do is deacidify.
Yeah, that's right. Get rid of the, let the acids go.
Yeah. Or like that famous story where this fellow goes to visit the Grand Master and sits down to have a tea. And Grand Master starts pouring tea into the cup and keeps pouring and pouring and pouring. And it's overflowing and, flooding everything. And the adept calls out, "Master, Master, please stop. The cup's already full." And there's the metaphor for first, for you to get something new in, you must empty what's already there.
Right.
And similarly, in our cellular exchanges, for the nutrition to come in, first you need to remove the toxins.
That's right. That's right.
Reminds me of a cow stall. If you didn't remove the manure, pretty soon the cows would be up to their necks in it, right?
Yep. Exactly.
I think that's what would happen.
Cool. I was going to say, Martin, if somebody wanted to get or learn more about the Cellacizer, where could they go? And if they want to get one, which I hope they do.
Well, I certainly would support them in getting one. On Life Enthusiast Co-op, life-enthusiast.com, under brands, it's Cellacizer, or under products, it's in the exercise section. Or call me. Call us. I don't take all calls anymore. 1-866-543-3388. We're here from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific time.
Cool.
And of course, yeah, or go listen to all the other podcasts. They are every bit as good as this one. And they are at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com.
Cool. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. You've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, and we've been bouncing all over the place today. We hope that you've enjoyed it and that you're thinking about doing some bouncing with us. And, Martin, the last few words are yours.